Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark, continuing the series on crazy, stupid Republicans running in the midterms. I do just feel like the media is hyper-focused on some of the kooky left-wing candidates, and they're bored with crazy Republicans. It's like dog bites man, dog barks at man, Republican crazy. I don't like that asymmetry, and I think it's important that people realize just how off the deep end these guys are. So we've already talked about Mike Collins and his white supremacist social media feed. He's running against John Ossoff for Senate in Georgia. We talked about the Kansas resident, Zach Lane, who has some sex toy investments. He's running for governor of Iowa, lives in Kansas, running for governor of Iowa. But now we're coming to, I think, maybe the most extreme of all. Maybe we'll let you guys vote at the very end of the series, but I think that this guy might be the craziest, most extreme of all. And he's running in a swing state for governor of the state, and that's a guy named Andy Biggs. He's a Tea Party congressman that's been kind of representing a red part of Arizona for a while now. He went really off the deep end, as you're about to see, after Trump wins in 2016 and goes full MAGA. And now he's trying to run statewide in a state that has elected Democrats to Senate and governor recently, basically for this very reason, that the Republicans can't manage to nominate anyone normal to run statewide. So let's run through the rap sheet for Andy Biggs. If you're going to start anywhere with him, you're going to start with the fact that he was basically one of the key organizers of the riot at the Capitol on January 6th. And you don't have to take my word for it. Ali Alexander, who was kind of this strange right-wing gadfly, was a Kanye West confidant for a minute, and then was one of the organizers of the rally at the Capitol. In an interview that he later deleted, he admitted who he plotted the rally with. Let's watch.
I was the person who came up with the January 6th idea with Congressman Gosar, Congressman Mo Brooks, and then Congressman Andy Biggs. We four schemed up of putting maximum pressure on Congress while they were voting so that who we couldn't lobby, we could change the hearts and the minds of Republicans who were in that body hearing our loud war from outside.
There you go. They came up with the scheme, maximum pressure on Congress, bringing people there, bringing the Proud Boys. You saw the results of it. So it was Andy Biggs. Paul Gosar is another really far right congressman from Arizona, and then Mo Brooks from Alabama, a congressman. They came up with the idea. Donald Trump obviously ends up executing it and sending people to the Capitol. And of course, there were the various groups, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, that agitated and exacerbated it. But the whole January 6th premise was concocted by Andy Biggs, candidate for governor in Arizona. It wasn't just like the one little meeting that he had with Ali Alexander. He was planning a bunch of different strategies for overturning the election from the moment Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden in 2020. And he knew he broke the law. You know how I know that he knew he broke the law? The January 6th committee found that Biggs was begging Donald Trump for a preemptive pardon because he knew that his behavior could have caught the eye of the Biden DOJ if the Biden DOJ had been awake. Among the other things he did in November 2020, he texted Mark Meadows recommending the alternate elector scheme. This was the idea that states should send different electors to the Electoral College that will vote for Trump, even if their state had voted for Joe Biden. In December of 2020, Biggs was one of 10 House Republicans who went to a White House meeting. The point of that meeting was to pressure Mike Pence to refuse to certify the results. So he was part of that plot in December, trying to encourage Mike Pence to have the courage. He was ahead of Donald Trump on that. Also in December of 2020, he was pressuring his own governor in Arizona to overturn the results of the election in his state. So he basically wanted to cancel the votes of the citizens that he now wants to make him governor. In this interview in December 2020, he basically said that then Arizona Governor Doug Ducey could invalidate the election. Let's watch a little bit of that.
Do you think that he rushed the certification?
I think that what he did is he failed to in my opinion, take the appropriate action. There were allegations of improprieties he could have called this state legislature into a special session to order a forensic audit. He could have done that. It would have been done by now, and he could have still certified if he thought it was appropriate. When you have, he wouldn't meet with Rudy Giuliani and his team. He basically won't meet with the congressional delegation and talk to us. And so it just tells to me that he wasn't interested in trying to determine and validate the election. He could have validated the election by a forensic audit. He could have invalidated the election. He wasn't interested in doing that. I think it's highly unfortunate that our governor basically certified, knowing that there are questions out there. And oddly and ironically, he did it right in the middle of the hearing.
And then on January 5th, 2021, the day before the insurrection, Biggs texted this insane Arizona state legislator named Mark Fincham, asking for him to prepare a signed letter from members of the legislature to support this alternate elector scheme. He was trying to put pressure on Pence. He was trying to put pressure on all of Congress by sending a mob outside of Congress. He was trying to put pressure on his state's governor to what he thought he could invalidate the election for some reason. He's trying to put pressure on state legislators. And this is a multi-pronged plan to try to overturn the world's longest running democracy. Andy Biggs was at the center of it. Arizona Republican House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who was one of the rare Republicans who stood up for our democracy in 2020. He testified before the January 6th committee that Biggs was pressuring him to decertify the election. So it was a very all-of-the-above approach for Andy Biggs as he tried to steal the election in 2020 for Donald Trump. And he hasn't come around on it. There's no, whoa, insurrection one was crazy answer happening from Andy Biggs. In June 2022, he wrote an op-ed titled "Questioning the Accuracy of the 2020 Presidential Election is Not Un-American." Disagree. He expanded his conspiracy theories about the elections to the 2022 midterm, where Kerry Lake lost to incumbent Governor Katie Hobbs, who he's running against now. In July, he was asked if Hobbs legitimately won the election. He refused to say. Also in July, asked three times about the 2020 election outcome. He told USA Today he wouldn't be pitted against Trump, who remains wedded to the allegations. As recently as this March, he still wants to do inquiries into the 2020 election. He basically said that, you know, he thinks that we need additional investigations to help make sure the elections are done better. Whatever that means. I guess it just means that Republicans never lose. So there is Andy Biggs. This is a competitive category, and I guess he's probably behind Pillow Man Mike Lindell, but he is on the Mount Rushmore of election deniers and election thieves, and he wants to become the governor of Arizona. But it's not just that. It's not like he's just crazy about this one thing. He's, you know, like your uncle who has one weird obsession. He's extreme across the board, and he's been like this for a long time. If you go back to 2013, there was increased interest in Arizona to finally hold the polygamist fundamentalist Mormon group, the FLDS. You might have seen the Netflix documentaries, a guy named Warren Jeffs. People wanted to hold them accountable for the sexual abuse of minors. If you haven't seen the documentaries, the long and short of this is the marshal's office in these counties were protecting the pedophile polygamists. So the federal DOJ had to come in. They were investigating. They were still getting blocked by the marshal's office. Then a broad bipartisan majority formed in the state legislature in Arizona that was going to strip that city, Colorado City's marshal office, of their authority in the case. It passes 52-7 in the House, Republican House. So, you know, an overwhelming number of Republicans vote for this. Bill goes to the Senate and Biggs blocks it. Biggs was, you know, basically the human shield between the pedophile polygamists and any accountability when he was in the state Senate in Arizona. So this goes back a long way. Of course, you fast forward to this year, and he was among the almost all of the Republicans that voted against the release of the Epstein files. When it comes to policies, he is on the far, far out of outer edge of the Republican Party on a bunch of different issues. This is one that I am particularly obsessed with. There is all of this talk in the punditocracy about folks on the left that wanted to quote unquote defund the police. And while that was stupid, as I've mentioned many times, there are like very few actually elected Democrats who wanted to do that. I mean, there were some local prosecutors and mayors and stuff, but very few national Democrats that said that. Well, Andy Biggs has said explicitly that he wants to defund the federal police to keep us safe. Let's watch that.
And that's what you do is you start defunding some of these bad agencies, the FBI,
yeah,
the DOJ. You use the Holman rule to defund people who have abused their power.
So Biggs does not want the FBI to prosecute real criminals, child sex traffickers, con artists, you know, drug traffickers. He wants to totally defund the force that investigates and locks up those criminals. But he does have somebody in mind that he would like to go to jail, and that's Anthony Fauci. He was very early calling to lock up Fauci for reasons that are too stupid to get into here. In a hearing, actually, during the Biden administration, he was pushing Merrick Garland to prosecute Fauci. And I guess the only thing that me and Andy Biggs agree on is that Merrick Garland could have been more aggressive in his prosecutions, though I don't know that the target should have been Tony Fauci. When it comes to gun control, Biggs says he's not open to any types of gun restrictions and that we should harden schools and focus on the doors. He said we hide behind doors because they work. Door control does not actually work. A couple of reasons for that. Number one, a lot of the high-powered weaponry we have goes through doors. Number two, when kids leave school, they have to come out the doors. You know, you see how that works. And so in some of the famous school shootings like Columbine and Parkland, a lot of the students that were murdered when they left the school and the shooter was waiting for them. So that speaks to the limits of door control. He's not very good on economics either. He has been a huge fan of Trump's reciprocal tariffs that have caused inflation, caused your food prices to go up. He does not believe the tariffs are inflationary, which goes against what every economist and every person that goes to the grocery store thinks and knows. As far as healthcare is concerned, he voted to end the ACA tax credits that raised healthcare costs for about 400,000 Arizonans. He wants to abolish Medicaid altogether. So I guess he just wants poor people in Arizona to fend for themselves. When it comes to healthcare, he thinks Medicaid is similar to slavery. I don't. How do you even analyze that? You can't. As far as abortion is concerned, so this would be coming to Arizona, and he'd be the governor. This is what he'd want to propose. He wants to ban abortion from the moment of conception. A fertilized egg is a human life, and so that means even if you're raped, even if you're even if there's incest, like the polygamists, for example, even if the mom is in danger of losing their life, it doesn't matter. Andy Biggs is going to force you to carry your rapist's baby to term. So, you know, lastly, like all these guys, like Mike Collins, they do pal around with a lot of white supremacists and various bigots. During a Republican primary, it was another Arizona Republican congressman, Dave Schweikert, said about Biggs that he was, you know, associating with anti-Semites and white supremacists. And that was a problem. He should stop doing that. And in response to that, Biggs invoked Confederate General Robert E. Lee and said that he takes the Lee model for ignoring critics, and that Lee also just brushed it off when people called him a racist. So I think that Katie Hobbs is going to absolutely crush this guy in the general election. But, you know, people have to go out and vote. And I think that there's a lot of discussion out there in the media about how mainstream Democrats have to answer for the random comments that like Twitch streamers said, or the or candidates for the House in New York City said. And I think if that's the case, then Republicans running across the country should probably have to answer for the fact that the nominee running for their party in Arizona is somebody that was a key player in trying to end our democracy, has on multiple occasions tried to protect and help cover up for pedophiles. He wants women to have to carry their rapist child to term. He loves tariffs, and he doesn't want poor people to get health care. That's not a great slate of policies, to say the least. And so if you're in Arizona, I think you should take that into consideration when deciding what you're going to do this November. All right. Shout out to Phoenix Suns legend Sean Marion. Thanks to everybody for watching this show. Subscribe to the feed. We got more of these coming. We'll put the link to the Mike Collins and Zach Lane videos in the show notes. If you have a friend in Arizona, Georgia, or Iowa, please send it to them. And we'll be seeing you all soon.